This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is Wednesday. Made it to the middle of the week. And we are ready to go this morning. Thank you guys all for listening so early and checking in for the pre-show. The pre-show is just for you guys waking up early, like Jessica and Dallas checking in on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line. Rick, Diana, and Sarah, Turtle and Boople. Deborah is checking in. So is Raul, Sandel, Perla, Miss Kit Kat, Lance, Jim in Michigan. We have Nelsie, Kirkland, Melissa, and Francis all listening and checking in via tweet. On Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM, we have Michelle listening every day. Mike, Corey is listening. Desiree, Wesley, thank you for that. And good morning.
Good morning to you. I love the check-ins here. Who's up? Who's out and about? Oh, I also want to know what is everyone doing right now. Why are you up? You going to work? Clark County School, no school today, but are you normally going to school? Why are you up so early? What are you doing? I love hearing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, are we, you can call in or text us and tell us what you're doing up so early, too. Yeah, there's no rules on what you text us with.
That's right. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I had a good day. It's been a week in only 3 days. It's kind of been one of those weeks where I was like, how is it only Wednesday? It feels like it should be the weekend, but it all is good. No complaints here. Got home last night from, we did Channel 8 yesterday. We had Las Vegas Now. And so we got home. When I get home, it's always a rush. My husband and I, we try to get in our walk and our nightly walk before the sun goes down. Sometimes we make it, sometimes not so much, but we went on a walk last night. That was nice. Little decompression time, kind of was able to spew the events of the week and talk. And then when we got home, we did some dinner. It was a soup night. It was just soup weather for me. So we had soup last night for dinner. It was so good. I felt so like, I don't know. I felt like when I was a kid and my mom would make me soup, I feel so good. And then we watched that Tiger Woods documentary that was on HBO, that debuted on HBO Max over the weekend. And it's a two-parter. So I got through most of part one. I got really tired and I fell asleep, but it's just so interesting to see like how everything kind of happened for Tiger Woods and how he was just thrown into his world by his dad, who was like, his dad claimed that he was going to be like the next Buddha. Like he was just going to Gandhi. He was going to change the world. And he was right in many ways, but just to watch, you know, how he really pushed him and the things he would do. And it was really interesting. I don't know if anyone else watched it, but I thought it was really good.
Oh, put it down on my list. The Mercedes show list that I'm doing the Bryan Cranston one this weekend. And then I'll have to check out that Tiger Woods one as well.
Yeah. All I basically do is just watch television. That's my life.
Like I mean, what else is going on
in the world, but how was your day yesterday?
It was good. Anybody else like this? So I got home last night about 5:15 and I wanted to go to the gym. I'm like, I'm going to work out tonight. Gonna work out, and I got home at 5:15, and it's so weird when it's dark out how my mindset changes. Got home, and I'm like, it's 5:15. It's so late. By the time I get changed and get to the gym, it's gonna be closer to 6 o'clock, and that's way too late. So I ended up working out outside last night and going for a run last night. It was a nice workout, but if it's summertime and I get home at 5:15, to me the night is still early, and I have no problem getting to the gym at 6 or 6:15 and doing a full workout. It's just when it's dark out, it's something where my mind is like, oh, no, it's late. 5:15 is late.
Yeah.
Can't go out right now. Are you kidding me?
It's a total mental thing. It's so crazy. We used to go walk at 7:30.
Yeah.
Now,
after dinner walk or something.
Unheard of to me. Like, what are you talking about?
Same way. My wife said, you want to go for a walk after dinner? Like, what? It's 7:30? No.
No, I totally get it. It's just there's something that changes in it. And as we approach spring and things stay lighter longer, your mindset's going to completely change on
completely.
That, too. It's very weird. It's the reality that we have to face right now.
And then I know we're going to hit close to the 70s tomorrow and warming up today, but also all week, because I saw that forecast last week. So in my mind, all week, it should be in the 70s. And it was, like you said, a little chilly last night. I'm outside working. I'm like, it's cold outside right now.
Yeah, it really is. But looking forward to some warmer temperatures, some lighter days. The spring forward thing, we complain about that all the time, but that extra hour of daylight is nice.
It does help. Let's do it now.
Definitely nice.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Bruce Willis is trending this morning. So Page Six is reporting that the actor was asked to leave a Los Angeles Rite Aid on Monday after he refused to wear a mask. They say that the people inside the store became upset that he wasn't wearing a mask, even though he had a bandana that was tied around his neck, which he could have easily pulled up. He was photographed at the store without a mask on, and he walked away without making a purchase.
I don't know if he's an anti-masker or not. He obviously had some kind of face covering, and he came out and said it was an error in judgment. And I'll take it for that. He forgot to put it on, and the person told him to put it on. He got upset with the person, and the next thing you know, he's in People magazine apologizing to the country.
Yeah, it just seems like, yeah, it was right there around his neck. It could have been very easy just to
slide it back
put
up.
It up,
yeah.
Make your purchase and get out of there, but I guess not. Also trending this morning is Dustin Diamond. The Saved by the Bell star has been hospitalized after feeling pain all over his body. He played Screech in the series, and he was taken to the hospital where they ran just a battery of tests to figure out what exactly is wrong with him. He's saying he just doesn't feel right, and TMZ was reporting that their sources say his medical team is concerned it's cancer. They're conducting a biopsy to get some answers.
When I saw this story last night, I clicked on a couple links and stuff, and I just started feeling really sad for the guy, too. Just, one, for the health problems he's dealing with right now, but then also, too, just his life and the way things transpired after Saved by the Bell is, I mean, he's always going to be Screech. He never broke that mold to break out into anything else.
Yeah, he's forever cast in that role.
Yeah.
I think he made some big mistakes, and, you know, it's kind of like you got to pay the price for those mistakes that you made. And, yeah, the typecasting was one thing, but didn't he? He was in jail for a little
there
bit.
There were a lot of things.
Yeah
some violence and stuff. And there was stuff that, yeah, definitely a checkered past. And he was not asked to come back for the Saved by the Bell revival that's happening on the Peacock Network. And I guess there's obviously reasons why they didn't bring him back. But I don't know. My heart hurt for the guy last night.
Yeah, nobody wants that kind of diagnosis. And I'm hoping that things get better for him. That's terrible. Also trending this morning, Aaron Rodgers is trending. I guess we have yet another guest Jeopardy host. It seems like we've been talking a lot about Jeopardy. The Green Bay Packers quarterback revealed he would be hosting an episode of the long-running trivia program. He said in an interview, quote, "One of my idols growing up was Alex Trebek, and being able to be on Jeopardy years ago, even though my outfit wasn't the greatest choice." He had competed in a celebrity episode of the show back in 2015 after his ex-girlfriend Olivia Munn turned it down. But it looks like they asked him to host one episode, and it's going to be happening. No word on when that episode will be airing.
I'm curious to see how he does as a host. So we have Ken Jennings, Katie Couric, Aaron Rodgers. What if Aaron Rodgers becomes the permanent host of Jeopardy and leaves the Green Bay Packers?
I seriously doubt that.
Guys, I'm out.
Hey, stranger things have happened. We're coming off 2020, and 2021 does not seem to be much difference. So.
Aaron Rodgers just retired from the Packers, is now hosting a game show.
Yeah, welcome to Jeopardy. I'm Aaron Rodgers. And then finally this morning, Mountain Dew is trending. So last week, the soft drink brand, they announced that they were adding a permanent addition to their flavor family, Major Melon, which is a watermelon-flavored beverage that is said to be on shelves right now, is the latest. Well, now, in honor of the Batman film hitting theaters in 2022, yet another flavor is on the horizon, apparently. It's called Riddler's Blue. And the flavor is a huge mystery. The soda drink is dark blue, named after the Riddler, who is known for his green suit and purple detail. So I'm wondering why it's blue. But maybe there's a reason in the movie that we just don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, the film was set to be released in June of this year, but it has now been pushed back to March of 2022. So a new Mountain Dew that is sure to turn your mouth all shades of blue. I do not sign me up for that one. And there you go. That is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1326.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It is January 13th, 2021, and thank you for joining us this morning. So good to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I got a question for you. I was thinking of you this morning. So I'm driving into the radio station, and I'm getting off the 215, and I got a heavy foot. I'm not gonna lie. I do drive fast, but I'm getting off the 215, and this car comes, I mean, zooming by me. I'm thinking easily over 100 miles per hour. Just no worries. And people that drive like that, I mean, they have no fear of getting caught, or two, do they have a radar detector? And that's what I thought of you, because I know you have one. I'm not sure if you use it all the time, but do they work that well where they alert you that, hey, heads up, you know, a mile down the road, there's a police officer, and then they got a radar gun?
Yeah, it'll alert you. I mean, mine's just on because my husband put it on the car. I don't really drive very fast, but yeah, it just alerts you. It just kind of beeps, like, deet, 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 and as you get closer, it's like, so you kind of have an idea. But yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of people on the road, and there's sometimes you don't realize how fast you're going.
Yeah. This person was just like a rocket ship. Like, this guy's in a hurry. All right. And just thinking they got radar detector or something, because if he gets nailed, man, that's going to be one hefty ticket.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a bad one. Be careful driving out there this morning. That's for sure.
How's everything going over there?
Oh, fine. Fine. I already called a dumb bee this morning. So, you know, my day's starting off great, you know? Just
okay.
Yeah, that's life. Apparently, I said something in What's Trending that someone took the wrong way. And so, you know.
Oh, geez.
It's just like one of those. Yesterday was kind of like one of those days. Uh-huh. But I was like, oh, today's going to be great. And then boom. It's like, oh, gosh, don't let this go on a downward spiral.
No, but, no.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep a smile on my face and move forward. So, yeah, what can I say?
Well, I was putting the dirt together coming up here, and I was kind of going through some stuff on TMZ. And I just think this is. So they're making more arrests for the people that stormed the Capitol last week, and they're cracking. They're wrangling people up. The thing that I do find amusing are these guys that are being arrested. They show them in the Capitol, you know, the guy in Pelosi's desk, da da da, and they got gray hair, they got beards, and then when they make the arrest, they all clean shaven.
Oh,
it's like they're a disguise. Like, shave the beard. Shave the beard so they don't find me.
Let's see. Maybe we should cover those grays that we had before. Maybe they won't recognize me if that's the case.
Every single arrest photo. Look at them. They did something to try to change their appearance. Haircut.
I didn't realize, though, that apparently they're cross-referencing like a lot of cell phone activity and that they can tell based on your location and stuff where you were, so they can actually pinpoint a lot of people
were there
at the Capitol at that time, which is really crazy.
And then the one guy that had the podium, I just read a quote from his attorney talking about defending him, and he goes, I'm not a magician. I mean, there's a photo of my client inside the Capitol holding the podium. There's not much I can do to defend the guy, but, you know, we'll try our best.
At that point, you're just trying to negotiate a lower jail time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with a lot of these cases. And just, I know that everyone's kind of on high alert, and I was watching the news this morning that security is just huge, huge in the Washington, D.C. area, and at a lot of federal buildings across the nation, mm-hmm. and just state buildings, too, as far as the inauguration is coming up next week. But a lot of people on high alert. So everyone stay safe out there. And, you know, it's a weird time. I was talking about this yesterday. New moon today. So there's a lot of weird energy out there. And if you find yourself not being able to sleep, that has to do with a new moon. If you're really thirsty, That has to do with the new moon. And then also it's a really good time to get tested as far as your I don't know what the universe is going to play a lot of tricks on people. If you see someone from your past coming up and you kind of got rid of them in the past because they were not good for you or toxic or whatever, they may be coming back around as a test to see if you're going to bite. And don't bite. Don't bite.
Okay, don't bite on that friend that reaches out from the past.
Yeah. Uh-uh. What's your willpower like?
That's interesting. My wife, I got up at 3 o'clock this morning and my wife was up doing some work.
Yeah, new moon energy is weird.
I can't sleep for some reason. Well, there's a new moon, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, there you go.
We have the dirt coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes. And we got bad news for Jimmy Fallon and changes for James Bond. Details are on the way. Oh. That is the latest from Ed Sheeran. It's called Afterglow. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Things are not going well for Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show. Monday night's episode drew just 947,000 viewers, which is the smallest audience ever for a new episode in the show's history. So Stephen Colbert had 2 million viewers tune in on Monday night, and then Jimmy Kimmel had 1.7 million total viewers. Now, Fallon has seen his show lag behind Colbert and Kimmel for a while now, but NBC isn't too concerned. They just extended his contract back in November.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, everything will be all good.
Let's go. Let's see what I haven't watched Jimmy Fallon in a while, but let's see what he's doing. Here's a little bit of Fallon's monologue from last night.
Governor Cuomo vowed that New York will legalize recreational marijuana. Great job. New Yorkers have spent almost a year with nothing to do but sit at home and watch Netflix. Now you legalize weed? I think New York is ready for legal weed. Just look at the Statue of Liberty. Our most famous symbol is green, wearing a bathrobe and holding up a lighter.
Okay, he's gone. It's been a while for me, too.
The highest rated episode of all time for The Tonight Show had 55 million viewers. This was back in 1992. Any guess as to what the episode was about?
No, what?
It was Johnny Carson's last episode.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
The new Bond movie, No Time to Die, is being pushed back from April to next fall. So why not go directly to streaming? MGM, they're open to this, and they actually showed the movie to streaming platforms. And so let's say Netflix or HBO Max, they like to offer it to their viewers. It's going to cost them $600 million to get the movie to show on a digital platform.
Oh, my gosh.
So far, no offers have been submitted to MGM to buy the James Bond movie.
I doubt any will be submitted. That is a lot of money.
Coming to America 2 is going to be on Amazon Prime. And just in comparison, Amazon Prime paid $125 million to get that movie to show it on Amazon Prime.
That's I think that's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that.
And I do too. And these companies got money. $125 million. Yes, it's a ton of money. But to me, that seems reasonable. If I'm Netflix or HBO Max, $600 million. That's a lot of money for a movie.
Yeah. It just how do they make money getting it? Like the Netflix money just in their monthly fee? How do you get extra money on top of that?
Yeah, they're hoping that there's that many subscribers that are not on Netflix. Well, I'll sign up for Netflix for a month, watch James Bond, and maybe hook them to stay on or unsubscribe and hope new subscribers.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Well, speaking of Netflix, they picked up a new dating show that ran in the UK about 6 years ago, and it's called Sexy Beast. Sexy Beast is kind of like Masked Singer, but for dating. So they put the spotlight on personalities. Everyone is disguised in Hollywood-grade prosthetics before they go on dates. And then once decisions are made about possible suitors and pursuing someone, that's when they remove all the Hollywood makeup to see what the person really looks like.
Oh, my gosh. That's everyday life for a lot of people.
Yeah, whoa. Who is this person? I don't have my makeup on.
Oh, what was the movie? There was a movie a long time ago. I remember seeing it as a child where she's like, I just wanted to be honest with you. Like, these eyelashes, they're not my real eyelashes. And she takes them off. He's like, oh, it's okay. She's like, these fingernails are not my real fingernails. And he's like, oh, it's fine. She's like, this hair, it's not my real hair. It takes off. And then she's like, this leg, it's not my real leg.
What was that?
There was I remember being a child,
yes,
kind of seeing that scene. I never saw the whole movie, but, or maybe I saw it on YouTube or something. I thought it was really funny.
On and on and on. Last one here. Billie Eilish is giving her fans a look at her life and career in pictures. She just announced her first book, Billie Eilish, which will be a hardcover release featuring photos handpicked by Billie herself. She says, I made a photo book of my life from childhood up until now. And she also recorded an audiobook companion that has stories to go with the pictures that you're looking at.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I saw her post some of the stuff yesterday. And that's, I think she's very intriguing. A lot of people want to see, like, how did she grow up? What was she like growing up? And so I think it'll do really well.
The book is due out on May 11th. And we have more dirt coming up next hour. We might have a Hollywood feud between Nicole Kidman and Deborah Messing. Details why coming up around 7:15 on those.
Hold that thought. More of Mercedes in the Morning will be right back on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, that's Shawn Mendes, Treat You Better. It is Mercedes in the Morning at 6:32. Earlier this morning, we were talking about driving and how people drive so fast on the 215, especially early when we're up because there's like no one around there. And I was reading this thing about Queen Elizabeth. She still drives. And I don't know. She's in her 90s, right?
Yes. At least she's up there for sure.
She is still driving. She loves driving. And they say she's 94 years old. Okay. She has no plans to quit driving. And I thought this was interesting. Do you have a family member that just will not hang it up when it comes to driving and it's time for them to do it? And what did you do? Did you have to like take away their keys? Did you have to have a sit down with them? I think a lot of people as they get older, they feel like that's their one tie left to freedom and having control over themselves and not depending on other people. And my grandpa, he drove well into his 80s. And he was actually a very good driver, too. He drove slow, but he was a good driver. So Queen Elizabeth is, she's not required to even have a license. And she's officially allowed to run red lights so that she is not a sitting target. I did not know that about her.
Hopefully she's at least looking to make sure there's no traffic coming and not just blowing through these lights at will. Like, woohoo, it's the queen, here I come.
Well, I promise I have seen her drive before. I'm not joking. When we were in London 2 summers ago, we didn't realize it was her at the time until our cab driver told us. We were in one of those cool little London taxi cabs and driving. And this black Range Rover just went by us so fast. And there were like two motorcycle cops behind it. And I was like, dang. And our cab driver goes, oh, that's the queen. We're like, what? He goes, that's the queen. She drives all over the place. I can't do an English accent. And we're like, what? He's like, yeah, she loves driving all over. You can always tell it's her. It's the black Range Rover. The windows were tinted so dark, so you couldn't see in there. But it was kind of obvious with the police escort, you know. So if she's running red lights, she's got the police escort, so she's probably very visible.
Yeah, making sure cars are stopping. So my grandfather, he drove into his early 90s. He was either 93 or 96 when he passed away, but I remember him driving when he was 90. So he was driving not all around town, but to the grocery store and to places. And he was a good driver. He used both his feet when he would drive, left foot on the brake, right foot on the gas. That was Pappy's style. But what was interesting, though, both my grandmothers, they never drove. Now, my dad's mom, Lita, I called her, I don't think she had her driver's license. Lita was coming over for dinner, someone had to pick her up. Because I remember when I turned 16 and got my license, the big thing was, though, I can go get Lita and bring her over for dinner at the house. And then my mom's mom, grandma, I called her, she had her driver's license, and she drove us once to a Kmart. Outside of that, she never drove. Pappy always drove.
My grandma didn't drive either. She had her license, but she refused to drive. And it was like one of those things where the second you went over to see her, she would ask you to take her somewhere. Like, okay, let's go. I need to go to the store. She grabs her purse. And it was the same thing. And the reason that the story goes in my family, I never knew the reason why she would never drive, even though she had her license. They said that the day she got her license or the day after she got her license, she backed her car into a tree stump. And after that, she never drove again. She swore off driving. And so do you have a family member that you had to ask to quit driving because they were just getting too old? Or did everyone have that one grandparent that refused to drive? And what was the reason for it? 702-364-9400. Getting some text here on the queen. If she has a police escort, is she really running red lights? That's true. Like, it's not really considered running a red light if you've got someone alerting. But still, it's that freedom to know that you can.
Yeah, that she's out and about doing her thing and everything. Do you think that... So, Pappy, I mean, he was a good driver. Again, just to the grocery store, using 2 feet. So maybe that's the best thing. Do you think once you reach a certain age, you should retake a driver's your driver's test? Because I'm thinking that Pappy had to go back and take a driver's test. Would he have passed? They probably would have failed him for driving with both feet.
Yeah, I think that we should all, like, not necessarily retake the driver's test, but what about, like, is there a reflex test we can take as reflexes as you get older? I don't know. It's hard to say. Like I said, I don't want to deprive anyone of their freedom to drive. But at the same time, if you're a danger on the roads, that's something you got to look at. And, you know, I don't know how the situation was with your grandparents, but with my grandpa, as he got older, like I said, he was driving slower and slower. And that could be a hazard. I remember there were times we'd be driving, he's going so slow, someone comes up on him, it's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, just drive a little faster. But you only take on what you can handle. I don't know. That's a tough question. Do you think you should have to retake?
I like what you said, some kind of reflex test or something simple, just to kind of keep on top of things, because God forbid you have a grandparent who just doesn't have those quick reflexes anymore. Shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car, but they still have that driver's license, so legally they can do it. But at the end of the day, if they're putting all of us in harm's way, maybe they shouldn't be on the road.
Yeah, this text just came in. It says, my 95-year-old grandfather and his friends went fishing. They got pulled over, and the officer asked for anyone's license, and none of them had it. He escorted them to the lake and told them to call someone to get them. He was like, I don't got one. You got one? I don't got one. You got one? Oh, man. We don't even have a fishing license. What are we supposed to do here?
I like how he escorted them to the lake. You're not my problem anymore. Someone's going to come pick you guys up. Here is Kygo, One Republic. It's Lose Somebody. It's Mix 94.1. There you go, Ava Max, Kings and Queens, Mix 94.1. You're listening to Mercedes in the Morning.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, so this is what happens when everyone basically sits around staring at their walls nonstop for a year. According to a new survey, 55% of Americans say they made a significant change to their home last year, whether it was new furniture, painting, new art on the walls, something else. And 71% of people are planning to make a major change to their home this year.
Oh, so you fall under that category with renovations done?
I did, yeah. We renovated everything. Have you done anything? I know you were talking about doing something. Did you decide on whether or not you're going to do anything?
We looked at doing some stuff with the backyard, got a couple of quotes, so I think maybe spring we might do that. But my wife just did order, she ordered a while back, this stuff was on back order, some new bedroom furniture, a couple pieces for our guest bedroom that actually arrived this weekend.
I told you how I ordered something from Amazon and they sent me something completely different the other day. I also ordered on Amazon this really cool mirror, this full-length mirror, and I was so excited. I got the notification it was arriving yesterday, and I'm like, sweet, it's coming. So I see the guy, I hear the truck, and I look outside and I see the guy walking up with his huge mirror. He's like carrying it above his head, kind of on his back, and he puts it down, takes his picture, and leaves. So I call my husband, I'm like, hey, the mirror came, woohoo. So we take it upstairs, we're getting ready to unpack it, and I look at the box and I see on the box it says gold. And I was like, wait, hold on. And I look at I go to the order, and I ordered a silver mirror, not a gold one. I remember there was like gold, black, there was a matte black. And I was like, I ordered silver. And he's like, well, maybe it's just the box. And I was like, oh, please tell me not two in a row. So we kind of gently open it on the side so we could see the frame, and it's gold. And I was like, dang it, another one bites the dust. So I was like, put it back together. And then I, you know, set up the thing to have they have to come pick it up because it's too big. It's not like I can just go drop it off at the UPS store.
But that's cool that they do that, though, too, for the pickup at the house. That's a big plus.
I'm just worried about getting flagged or something on my account where it's like, why is she returning all this stuff? And it's like, you guys messed it up. It was not my fault.
Did you take a picture of it, though? Can you still? Well, kudos to you for catching that and not completely tearing the box open. And then you have to box the thing back up, even though Amazon does pick stuff up unboxed. Take a picture of it. That way, if they call you out, I'm like, look, I placed the order for silver. This is a gold mirror.
Yeah, I did. And I put that in the return reason for return. I'm like, you sent me the wrong one.
Oh, good.
You sent me a gold one. But it was just, I was so looking forward to it. I have like this whole area all set up in my mind. Like, this, I'm going to put this here and I'm going to put a plate here. And I was like, ah, dang, another one. So now I'm gun shy on ordering. I never have had an issue with Amazon ever, and now this is like the third thing in a row that I've had an issue with.
Maybe because we're all ordering stuff on Amazon, more and more people are ordering Amazon. Do you do your own electrical work, because one of the things we did get, my wife with her home office wanted a new light fixture, overhead light. So we bought a new light, and I don't know how to install. I'm not an electrician, and that stuff scares me.
You got to be careful with that stuff.
Yeah, so I booked an electrician, and a buddy of mine asked me to go lunch. This was like 2 weekends ago. I'm like, I can't. I'm waiting for an electrician. He's like, why? I'm like, because he's got to install a light fixture. So you can't do that? I'm like, no, and nor am I going to try. I don't trust electricity. I'm not going to mess around with electricity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's simple. I'm sure it's something you can look up on YouTube, but I'm with you. I will not deal with that. We have an electrician friend, luckily, so he will come and install our mm-hmm. stuff, and I'm just like, nope, not touching it.
Yeah, I don't want, oh, God forbid something happens.
Yeah, for sure. Also this morning, do you have a deep voice? Well, you'll attract more women than a guy with an average voice. According to a new study, women do prefer men with deeper voices because it's subconsciously perceived as a sign of masculinity. The survey asked women to rate the sex appeal of male recorded voices, with results showing that deeper voices were seen as more masculine than higher pitched voices.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu.
There's something about that voice. It is a turn on.
My favorite voice is, do you know who Corpse is?
How would I know Corpse?
You probably don't. He's a gamer. He plays like all sorts of video games online. You can watch him. And I just love his voice. He's got the deepest voice ever. It's like Corpse comes on. He's like, hello. I can't even do it. We have to find some audio of Corpse's voice. It is just one of those voices that I feel like I go into a trance when I hear it. It's so deep.
Deeper than Sam Elliott?
Beef yes. stroganoff.
Oh, I gotta hear this
it
guy.
It makes Sam Elliott sound like Pee Wee Herman.
Hi!
No, it's insane. I love Corpse's voice. We'll find it. I'll play it for you here in a second. Finally, this morning, there aren't many jobs I feel more qualified for than this one. A website called Bonus Finder is hiring a professional binge watcher. They'll pay someone $500 to watch Netflix and eat pizza, and then post reviews of the shows and the pizzas. If you're interested, you can apply on their website through February 12th. Unfortunately, they're just going to pick a person at random, you know, just like most companies do when you apply for jobs. Oh, let's pick this one. Why don't they look at our qualifications? I don't understand. But yeah, that's something. If you want the link, we can get that to you at mix941.fm.
What if we did everything like that? Elections and everything. You want to run for office? Submit your name. And this person is going to be the next mayor.
You're the lucky winner. Congratulations. You have 24 hours to claim your spot.
Coming up next hour, 7:15, we do have the dirt. Here's Kane Brown, Mix 94.1.
It's Alanis Morissette on Mix 94.1. It is 7:01 Mercedes in the morning, Wednesday morning. And if you missed it in the Hot 3, we were just talking about deep voices and voice attraction. Who has the best voice? The voice that you feel it, where it just like a tingle goes through you when you hear that voice. Apparently, there's a study out, and I feel like we kind of knew this already, but the study says that women prefer men with deeper voices because it's subconsciously perceived as a sign of masculinity. So they rated the sex appeal of male recorded voices, and the results showed that the deeper the voices, the better the scores. The high-pitched voices did not do well at all. So we were talking about voices that you love, and you mentioned Sam Elliott, the old school actor. This is his voice right here.
Irish beef stew.
Very
beef
deep.
Beef brisket. Chateaubriand.
And you said, and he's always been the gold standard on the show. Beef, I feel like anytime we talk about a deep voice, we go to this clip.
Mongolian.
Well, I feel like there's a new sheriff
fries,
in town.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott had his time. It's time to step back and let the new kids get in there. And I said that I love the voice of a gamer named Corpse. My kids like to watch the Corpse streams, and I actually will watch when he's on because I love his voice. And I feel like he makes Sam Elliott look like he does not have a deep voice. We have some audio for Corpse because you've never heard of him before.
I just put it in. I didn't listen, but it said it's a montage of his stuff.
Okay.
And it's taken out of context a little bit because he does curse at times.
Oh, gosh. And you put that in?
No. But this, I think this might be a little bit choppy when we play it. So this is clean.
They gave a warning.
There's going to be some pauses. I'm awkward because they took out the cursing.
Gotcha. All right.
Wait, is corpse the same as corpse husband?
Who's corpse husband?
That's what this. I guess it's the same.
Oh boy.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if this is not the corpse.
Yeah, what if it's not? Yeah. Okay.
Ready for it?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
It's not only precious, but also very.
That's corpse.
Whoa.
Is that not the best voice ever?
Yeah. Hold on one second. Let me start that again.
It's not only precious, but also very Michael Reeves, who's not only precious, but also very, very new among us. Yeah, I'm not a morning person either. I just woke up. This is me when I wake up. That's what I mean.
Hello?
What up, baby?
People freak over his voice.
Go give him a kiss real quick.
Corpse.
All crewmates.
Yes.
Bug.
Are you imposter?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love his voice. It's so funny because there's a whole montage on YouTube of people hearing his voice for the first time, mm-hmm. like when he speaks to them for the very first time and they've never heard it. And people are like, oh my gosh, who is that? Like, your voice is hitting my eardrums in places that they've never been hit before. And I think he is the gold standard of masculine deep voices now. Move over, Sam Elliott. There's a new sheriff in town.
What are some other really, really great voices? What are some other good voices?
702-364-9400. Best deep masculine voice.
Our Golden Knights start back up tomorrow night. I'm looking for some Shane Knighty and Dave Gosher audio. I'm not sure if this is them or not. I just kind of got a bunch of Golden Knights clips, so let me see here.
Puck loose in front of the net, and that'll do. And the Golden Knights, 5-game losing streak comes to an end.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good voice.
We're getting some texts here. Josh Turner, country singer Josh Turner. Do you know? I don't think we have anything in there.
No Josh Turner.
Let's hear some Josh Turner. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's playing directly off my laptop. Who else? I'm looking at some of these texts. Sam Elliott, big fans of Sam Elliott still on that one. Is there a voice that would be the opposite for you that you're just like, ugh?
What was the Caillou voice? Did Caillou speak or is just... Did Caillou the kid, the cartoon, did he speak?
Yeah, he did. It was very whiny, but I feel like he's a child.
Okay, here's an adult.
Snick the nut, la 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 la. Snick the nut, la 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 la.
Yeah, Pee Wee Herman, not so great. But at the same time, there's a familiarity about it that you gotta love. Can I that? La 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 la.
There is who's the guy on Bridgerton? His voice is really good.
Oh, Regé Jean.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that clip we had of him talking earlier in the week. I don't have him. Man, his voice is good.
He does have a great voice. Arlie says the Allstate guy. Yes, he does have a good voice. Wasn't he the president on 24 also?
Oh, that guy. Yeah, great voice.
I really like his voice. Sean Connery, we're getting text for. Vin Diesel, Kane Brown. James Earl Jones, hands down, yes. Lots of James Earl Jones. Really, his voice is so distinct. It's just so powerful. Morgan Freeman. Like, these are the people that you would talk about if they were to do a narrator in your life. Mm. These are the people that they would want. But I would want Corpse to narrate my life.
Not only precious, but also very... Michael Reeves, who's not only precious, but also very, very new among us.
Yes.
That's a voice
corpse.
And a half.
Anything you want. Nobody knows what Corpse looks like. It's very, very mysterious. All right. But I love him.
Yeah, man.
I want my ringtone. Mercedes, you have a phone call. Mercedes, you have a text.
Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we got the dirt, and we've got a Hollywood feud between Nicole Kidman and Deborah Messing. Details coming up. About 10 minutes. Justin Bieber, Holy on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are in talks to star in a movie about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. But there are people who think Deborah Messing could do it better, and she apparently agrees. Check this out. People started tweeting about what a perfect fit Deborah would be for the part. Even Valerie Bertinelli said that Deborah Messing was robbed. Well, one person suggested that Deborah must have a scheduling conflict, and she replied, quote, oh, no, I'm available.
I'm completely open. Well, hey, Nicole Kidman is extremely talented. And I'll admit, though, I was kind of surprised when I saw that she was the one cast as Lucille Ball because, I don't know, it just, it didn't match up in my mind. But then again, she always surprises us when she plays a role. I told you I watched that Prom movie on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I thought this is going to be a stretch for her. I thought she was so great. It was a fun kind of just a different role than I'm used to see her playing that. And I had just finished watching her in The Undoing. So it was completely opposite.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah,
I'm kind of torn. But I think they would both be great in that role. But then I saw pictures of Deborah Messing in the current season, the last season of Will and Grace. They did something where she called for her to dress up as Lucille Ball, and the scene was shown in black and white, and man, she looks just like her.
Yeah, there's no doubt she is definitely closer in the appearance category
She's responding with heart emojis to people who say she should get the part, so she's actively saying, yeah, I should get it. Speaking of casting, it is so difficult, and I always find it interesting when you hear about people that audition for big parts. Let's go back to The O.C., and the father on The O.C., Sandy Cohen, was played by Peter Gallagher. Well, John Hamm, in a recent interview, just revealed that he auditioned to play the role of the dad on The O.C.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But they said he didn't get it because he would have been too young. He would have been like 12 years older than his kids.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have worked.
Like, hey, Dad. Like, hey.
Yeah.
I could play one of the high school kids, maybe. And also, Harry Hamlin auditioned for that role as well.
Harry Hamlin? Okay. The married to Lisa Rinna?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see him. Yeah.
What made Harry Hamlin famous? I know he's an actor and everything else. What was his big role in the 80s or 90s?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I feel like he was just like on one of those dramas, but I don't ask me which one. I have no clue.
Same thing. I know he was a TV star. I just can't pinpoint what show it was. The Kardashians, they're showing major gratitude for the people behind the scenes of their reality show. They gave all the members of their crew, 30 crew members, they gave them each a Rolex watch, which cost around $10,000 a piece.
Wow, very generous.
The Kardashians, so it's coming to an end on E!, but they're not going away. If you didn't know that, they're actually just moving to Hulu. So we'll still get our Kardashians, but they'll have a whole new crew working with them over there.
I didn't know that. They're still going to be keeping up with the Kardashians?
I wonder if they'll tweak the name and the format a little bit, but yeah, they got to deal with Hulu.
Oh, no kidding. Huh.
So a lot of couples share clothing items. For Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles, it's jewelry. She was recently spotted wearing the same necklace that he wore in his Golden video.
I saw that picture. It's official. They're trading jewelry.
Yeah, you know it's a relationship. I got a text from my buddy Jake. Harry Hamlin was in the original Clash of the Titans.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That's not the role I was thinking of, but thank you.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't even know that. No kidding. Huh.
It's funny.
Very educational show we have here. We're getting some texts. Harry was on L.A. Law.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch that.
Same here.
That does nothing for me, but thank you.
And then the other thing we were talking about, was it during the last Dirt? Or at some point about, we're talking about that dating show. That's coming to Netflix, where everyone's going to have Hollywood makeup to look like a beast.
Yeah.
And you were saying it reminded you of a show or a scene you couldn't pinpoint it, where the woman's taking all of her stuff off.
Yes.
The eyelashes, fake hair, and everything else. Someone said that was from an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I've been getting a bunch of messages and emails from Facebook saying it was from a movie called I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. And I think that's the one.
Yeah, I thought it was a movie, too.
I think that's the one. But it could have also happened on Fresh Prince. So.
It's a great scene, if that's the case.
Yeah.
All right, that's the last story there, and that'll do it. There's your Dirt. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. I like that song. That's a good, like, Wednesday get up, move your butt song.
It's nice and short, too.
Lumineers on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You were telling me something about your neighbor. What happened with you yesterday?
Well, I met a neighbor for the first time who lives up the street from me. She is the family's one house over. I got home from the radio station yesterday, and it was trash day in our neighborhood, so I went out to get my trash cans. And I hear someone up the street moving some trash cans, so I look up, and she kind of looks up at the same time, and it's my neighbor, and she looks visibly pregnant, and I just do a hi, and she goes hi. I go, how's it going? And I'm figuring I'm going to get because it's a little bit of a distance, I'm going to get a good or great, you and whatever. And she goes, oh, just can't wait to give birth. I'm like, oh. And she goes, 8 days away. And she kind of like like points to her belly, and I go, I can tell.
Oh boy.
Like, oh.
Foot and mouth.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yes.
I can tell.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I
look
see
at
it.
You.
You look big and about to give birth, lady up the street who I've never met before. Nice to meet you, neighbor.
Oh.
And then she's like, yeah, we're excited. I'm like, well, good for you. And then she goes, I'll keep you posted.
Please. Well, so she didn't take it bad then.
No,
it's not
I don't
like
she
was
did.
Like,
no.
Oh, thanks a lot, you jerk.
you idiot down the street. It was just a funny interaction with my neighbor, just kind of an awkward interaction. Oh, I also did, but I did it this way too, because I went like this. I'm like, I can tell. And I kind of gestured as in like, yeah, look at your stomach.
Do you get awkward with conversations with women that are with child?
I don't, maybe I read into it too much, because I'm not uncomfortable around them. It's just that I felt that when I said, oh, I can tell, was like, hey, look at you. You're about to give birth. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it way too much.
But do you feel like you don't know what to say? Do you feel like you're afraid of saying the wrong thing?
Well, anytime you see a pregnant woman, I'm 99% sure she's pregnant, but I'm always afraid there's that one instance of she's not pregnant.
Yes.
And I don't want to be insulting someone. But then I feel like a heel because I'm talking to someone and they're visibly pregnant. You can see the big pregnant belly and I'm not addressing the elephant in the room. I'm not saying, look, when do you do? I feel rude for not addressing it, but there's that 1% of me is afraid if I get it wrong, I'm going to be extra rude.
Yeah, a lot of people say you should just not say anything until they bring it up. And usually if you're pregnant, you'll find a way to bring it up at some point. But you do want to be sensitive to that. I think what you said, there was no harm in that because she said, hey, you know, I'm about to give birth, basically. And you're like, yeah, I can tell.
With the stomach gesture of my hand.
You could have maybe said it differently, but it doesn't sound like she took offense. Have you ever had a big foot and mouth moment where you, the second the words left your mouth, you were like, no, come back, please don't come out of my mouth? Because I think it's happened to all of us where you just like, why did I say that? There's so many times where I'll say things and then I'll go, really? That was dumb. That I should not have said that. And what is it for you? 702-364-9400. Did you ever say something that you immediately regretted? Or maybe you're on the other end of it where you know the other person had a foot and mouth moment to you where they said it and you're like, why did you say that? What's the rudest question you've ever been asked or the rudest comment someone has made to you? Not saying what you did was rude. I don't think it was rude. But if you have, what was it? 702-364-9400. I have a friend who is a police officer with Metro, and she is constantly asked how many people she's killed. And she gets so offended by that. She's just like who asks that? Number one, it's always like, how many times have you shot at people? How many people have you killed? And she's just like, she's like, I hate being asked that. It really makes me uncomfortable. And so just note to self, if you ever, maybe not all officers are like that, my friend, she, that to her is one of the rudest things you can ask.
I would never even think of asking a police officer that.
And the answer is zero, by the way.
Okay, I have many questions for them. So much respect for everything they do, and I want to learn more about the things they do in day-to-day operations. But the question of how many people have you killed?
Yeah.
That's not even the Rolodex of questions in my mind.
Yeah, I know. Or like even maybe the, have you ever had to shoot your gun? I could see where that would be like, well, it probably was a traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. You don't just whip that out and start shooting all around. And so you got to think about stuff like that. What is the rudest question you've ever been asked? When did you have a foot and mouth moment? Let's talk to Glenda. Hey, Glenda, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what happened to you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
You were doing good.
Well, it was during our Christmas party with my sister-in-law's best friend. We were having conversation, and me thinking she was pregnant, I said, oh, hey, when are you due? And she just looked at me and her face turned pale white. She's like, I already had the baby like a month ago.
Oh, that happened to me before. Like, so when are you finally having this baby? I'm like, I had it. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not a supermodel. The weight does not come off like the day after.
It just doesn't go away like that, huh?
Thanks, Glenda. Let's talk to Nikki. Nikki, good morning.
Hi.
What happened to you?
Well, I have hair now, but in the past year I've been through chemo, and my neighbor
yelled at me across the street a couple months ago. I was taking the same thing with the trash. And she goes, Mickey, she goes, look at my hair. Look what the hairdresser did to me. I look worse than you did when you were going through chemo. Oh,
what is wrong with people?
I looked at my daughter and like, did she really just say that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You have a, I mean, you, God bless you for laughing now.
Yeah.
Because that is just so rude. I'm sorry, Nikki, that you had to experience that. That's terrible. Let's talk to Adrian. Adrian, what happened to you?
Hi, Mercedes. So I was at an event, and I was like 9.5 months pregnant, ready to pop, kind of like what you were talking about. And it was, they were serving like chocolate and wine, and I had chocolate in my mouth chewing up. And one of the hosts came up to me and offered me some wine, and I had a full mouth, so I was like patting my belly like, no, thank you. And he like was urging me. I was like, no, I can't, thank you. And then as soon as I was able to speak, I was like, oh, I'm pregnant. He's like, oh, honey, I thought you just liked beer. And I was like, my colleague was standing next to us, and both of our mouths just hit the ground. I'm like, I didn't know what to cry or laugh.
Wow. I apologize for laughing, but part of me is like, that person was just completely clueless. Like, you have to laugh at their cluelessness.
I thought you just had a big old beer belly.
Oh,
my bad. Let me get your Coors Light, Adrian. Oh, thank you for calling us. That's awesome.
This text says, my mother-in-law had a huge wedding. I had a tiny one. I loved my small wedding, and in front of her, I said, who wants a big wedding anyway? Well, she did. Apparently. Oops. Sorry about that.
We have the Hot 3 coming up here next. What do you got for us?
All right. Something you can have delivered to your home for the first time ever. Well, kind of for the first time. We'll explain. Also, why doing this is increasing your stress. You have to stop doing it. And a guy has lost his password for his Bitcoin, and he has just a couple of chances left to guess it. We're going to talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Hold that thought. More of Mercedes in the Morning will be right back on Mix 94.1.
24 karat golden mood. It's Mix 94.1. That's the number one song in the country, by the way. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, so on-demand Girl Scout cookies have arrived,
hey,
guys. Girl Scout cookie sales are going to look a little different this year. Obviously, the conditions aren't right for them to sell door-to-door or at tables outside of grocery stores. So they have partnered up with Grubhub to deliver cookies for the first time ever. You're also going to be able to use Grubhub to order the cookies if you want to pick them up. I mean, brilliant. Really hoping that they're not taking a portion of this since it is for the Girl Scouts.
Good point.
I know they do that with some of the restaurants. Don't necessarily agree with that too, but a business got to make money. I get it. So whatever. But with the Girl Scouts, I'm hoping that's a little bit different. I just looked up. Grubhub has waived all fees for the organization. So we can all rest assured that all usual proceeds will benefit the troops and council.
Now, Woo! Are there different troops and packs here in town, so can you decide which there, one?
Yeah, there's like a lot of different ones.
Well, I was a Boy Scout, a Cub Scout, so we had different ones. So how can you, because each sale benefits a different one, so can you designate as to which one it benefits or just goes to the organization as a whole?
I'm guessing it might be the one in your area, but I don't know. Maybe it just goes to the organization as a whole. I don't think you can specify on that, but if you know a Girl Scout, I'm sure you can go to them direct, and I'm sure they'd be more than happy to drop them off on your doorstep or whatever. It's pretty easy to make it happen these days.
It really is, too. And they take credit cards as well. They can swipe now, which will usually, oh, I don't have any cash. We take card. Okay, here we go.
They take Venmo. I mean, at least my girl's neighborhood Girl Scout does. Because if whenever she has a thing, it's so cute because there's this little girl in my neighborhood that's always doing like fundraiser things. And she does it at the entrance of our neighborhood. So you see her and she just stands there and she waves at you. And so the other day she's down there, she's waving. And I couldn't read her sign. It was in marker, but it was very thin. It wasn't bold. And I couldn't see what her sign said. So I rolled down my window and I was like, what you got going on? And she's like, oh, I'm selling these lollipops to raise money for, I can't remember what she was raising money for, but I said, oh, okay, I'll take two of them. And she's like, all right, you know, it's going to be $6. And I went in my wallet and I only had $5. And I was like, oh, I only have five. And I thought maybe she'd be like, oh, that's okay. I'll just take five. She's like, well, I take Venmo. I was like, well, okay, I will Venmo you $6. And she's like, no problem. Here's my name. And we got it done.
That's so nice of you.
Very innovative. Also this morning, are you holding a grudge? Well, you are just increasing your own stress. If you forgive those who have wronged you, experts say you will experience a 27% reduction in stress symptoms, including headaches, backaches, and stomach pain. That is a huge difference. Think about how you feel right now, and you could feel 27% better than you feel right now just by letting go of that grudge. It works. It's all physical, man.
Yeah, you're only poisoning yourself by holding on to that stuff.
Yeah.
You've got to let it go. It takes a strong person to forgive and move on, but I think we're all strong enough to do it.
And it, as far as like forgiving or holding a grudge and things like that, like I found for me, because I used to be really bad about holding grudges, and now for me, it like I can forgive. I have a hard time sometimes forgetting. So what I've done is it's like selective amnesia. I just like forget.
Block it out.
But it's probably bad. Like, it's to the point where I just block out the person completely. Like, I'm just done.
Invisible, you walk right past them.
Yeah.
Hey, Mercedes.
Well, but I don't mean it in a mean way. It's just, I know it's not good for my health.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be like vindictive or anything, but it's like that person makes me feel this way. So that way, I don't want to feel that way. So I will not be around that person. Believe me, there's not a ton of people that do that to me, but it's just kind of been like the coping mechanism that I've turned to. And sometimes I'm like, maybe that's bad. Maybe I shouldn't cut some out completely. But, you know, you just want to take out the bad energy that you get.
You know, I agree with you on that stuff. Yeah, if they're bringing you down and they're not serving you, and it's just nothing, you see them and instantly it's like a switch goes off and you're in a bad spot. Why would you want to put yourself in that environment?
Yeah, I get... with language like, you know, there, it's not serving me. Like, I get what you mean, but I don't want to feel like people have to give me something in order to be happy.
I misspoke. I'm sorry. But I'm
no,
saying,
I know what you mean, though. Well, to serve you in a positive way.
Yeah, I'm
no,
saying, I know. If you don't like the person and they put you in a bad mood and they don't make you happy, then don't be around that person.
Yeah, no, what I was saying is like the term serve you can be so ambiguous. It, like,
okay.
I wasn't like coming at you at any at all.
No,
I was
no,
just
I know
saying
what you mean.
That it sometimes when you say, not you specifically, when we use the term serve you, it's like, I feel like, am I asking them to give me something? No. But like, if it doesn't serve you well, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm analyzing my own speech. I will shut up.
No. No. And I think that's a great thing. All this stuff, I always agree with you on this stuff. I think I just presented the wrong way when I opened up my mouth.
Oh, but I don't think you did at all. I was just trying to say how finicky the English language is. I wasn't coming at you, I promise. Finally, this morning, if you're thinking about finally getting in on this whole Bitcoin investment thing, it turns out your most valuable asset might just be a pen and paper. There's a guy named Stefan Thomas in San Francisco, and he has a digital wallet with 7,002 Bitcoin in it, which means it's worth around $234 million. But Stefan has a serious problem. The private keys he needed to unlock his account are on an encrypted hard drive, and Thomas lost the password to that hard drive. There's more. You only get 10 guesses at the password before the hard drive permanently encrypts its contents and can't be unlocked. And Stefan has already made 8 wrong guesses. So he only has 2 more shots to figure out his password, or he is out $234 million forever. And since Bitcoin is decentralized, there's no get my lost keys option. You either have them or you don't, and you're out of luck. Stefan says, quote, I would just lay in bed and think about it. Then I would go to the computer with some new strategy and it wouldn't work, and I would be desperate again. That would make me physically ill just to think about that.
Yeah. All my passwords kind of have a theme. So it's kind of like a ballpark of I know what they are. But you'd have to go back to when did you make your first purchase of Bitcoin? What was in your life at the time? Was there something significant that's not significant anymore that maybe was your password, a girl you were dating, a show you were into? I get anxiety when I get those questions. Like, what's your favorite? You get it wrong. Okay, if there's security questions, what's your favorite restaurant? I punch it in. They're like, no. I'm like, oh, gosh. What was my favorite restaurant when I signed up at Bank of America? Things change over the years.
And sometimes this same thing, not on the Bitcoin level, but it happened to my kid. She had an encrypted password on her phone. And when she went to do, she got a new phone and she wanted to put the information on it. She couldn't get it because it was encrypted. And we're like trying the same thing, trying to figure out what was the password you used and doing all these different variations. And we weren't getting it. And we realized that sometimes the computer will offer up a password for you. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, here's a suggested password. And we think that's what it was. Because it was not, so we didn't know. Like, it could have been XYZ123-29, like, who knows?
And that's what those passwords are with Apple when they suggest them.
Yes, like something really
too,
hard.
Yeah.
So we determined that's probably what it was because we could not do it. And you're right, you only have a certain amount. So she lost everything on that phone.
Oh.
And luckily, you know, it wasn't horrible, but all her pictures, the stuff she was most upset was the Post Malone videos from Life is Beautiful that she had on there. She's like, I'll never have those again.
Just to go back to Bitcoin. So when Bitcoin became available, starting price was $327. Right now it's $34,590 a share.
I'll never have a share, apparently. Harry Styles on Mix 94.1. Talked about Harry Styles earlier and all the rumors. They're not really rumors. It's kind of confirmed that he and Olivia Wilde are a couple now. She's now wearing his jewelry. Not a ring, though. Just a necklace. But still, hey, you got to start somewhere. It's 8 o'clock, Mercedes in the morning. And we were talking earlier this morning about what we did last night, and I watched part one of this Tiger Woods documentary that came out on HBO Max this week. It came out on Sunday. Part one this Sunday, I think part two next Sunday. And it's pretty good what I've seen so far. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but it just shows the beginnings of Tiger Woods and how Tiger he was really pushed hard by his dad to eat, sleep, breathe golf from 3 months old. Like, it was instilled in him. And Earl Woods would talk about how his kid was like the next Messiah. He was going to bring the world together through golf. And it was really interesting to see how hard he pushed him and how he really taught Tiger to be just so strong and unshakable and to calm his nerves. And it obviously ended up backfiring for a little bit, but you know, it's just to see how calm and cool and collected he is on the golf course. That's a lifestyle. That is not something you have to live that. That is really tough.
We all know about his demons and the downside of Tiger Woods, but look at the successes that came from his golf career.
He was talking about how, when he would play golf with Tiger, he would intentionally do things to upset him during the game, walk in his line of the putt, jingle his change as he was getting ready to swing, talk loudly to other people because he wanted him to mess up. He wanted him to learn how to ignore those outside factors when he's playing. And there's video of him actually one guy was talking about how he was playing in a foursome with them, and Earl was talking to him so loud. He's like, yeah, well, Tiger is getting ready to strike the ball. And he goes, and I shushed Earl. And Earl looked at me, he said, why are you shushing me? I am doing this for him. I want him to be able to play through this. And the guy was completely caught off guard. So it's really interesting what I've seen so far. Part one is pretty good. If you want to check it out, it's on HBO Max. But did you ever have a parent who really pushed you onto something as a kid? And did it pay off? Or did you get to the point where you got so burnt out that you're just like, I can't do it anymore. How did it work out for you? What was the thing that your parents like really pushed? I think sometimes parents try to give you that guidance, like, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? And when your kid wants to quit, sometimes it hurts. It's like, why? We've invested so much. We've tried so much. Did that happen to you with anything? And what was it? 702-364-9400.
It's funny for me looking back on this because my dad wanted me to be a well-rounded person. So he introduced me to a bunch of things growing up. But my mom, too. My parents did. I took ice skating lessons. I remember I was outside one day just playing in the backyard. My dad comes home. He's like, come with me. I'm like, where are we going? You're going to learn how to ice skate. And I enjoyed it, ice skating. It took skiing lessons, and I would ski a lot. It took me fishing, played football, basketball, all these things. And when I would do it, I was having a lot of fun and enjoying myself. But the one thing, he wanted me to learn how to ride a horse. And he took me, I think I was 12 or 13 at the time, and my sister loved horses. She took lessons. So my dad said, you're going to take horseback riding lessons. I'm like, why? I don't want to. Mm-hmm. This doesn't interest me. And every single week, I dreaded going to that barn. And I would make excuses. I pretended to be sick one day to skip out on lessons. I just did not want to be there. They would teach me things with the horse, how to clean out their hooves and put the saddle on. I didn't pay any attention to that stuff. Go figure. What does my life revolve around now? And I love it. I love it. But my wife, she has horses. I'm out at the ranch every single, well, not every weekend, but I'm out at the ranch so much. I go to horse shows. And it's so funny to look back at the one thing my dad wanted me to get into, and I quit, is a thing that my adult life now revolves around.
But it's interesting that you didn't get back into it now that it revolves around that. It would be so easy to jump back into it.
Yeah, I enjoy being out there. I love watching my wife ride the horses. I love our horses. It's a great atmosphere. The people are just amazing, the kindest people. But I don't have an interest of getting up on a horse. Like, every time someone's like, are you going to take a lesson? Is this the year? I'm like, nah. I enjoy being there and around them. I just have no interest in getting on the horse.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know, I like, with my daughters, they both just, well, they played softball for a lot of years. And then when they wanted to quit that and then move to volleyball, I was super excited because that was my sport. I was just like, nice. I was so excited. And my oldest, at one point, she's just like, it's almost like she sat down with me to have a talk because she knew I would be upset. She's like, I just want to let you know, I think I'm done with volleyball. And I was upset. I was sad, but I tried not to show it. I was just like, why? And she's like, I just want to focus on other things. And I just don't have as much fun doing it anymore as I used to. And I was like, are you sure? Did you give it a fair shot? And then I caught myself what I was doing. And these are the same things that my dad did to me. If I wanted to stop doing something, I wasn't interested anymore. So I tried to be very aware of that. But it hurt. I was so sad that she was going to quit it. It was like, oh, what was it? Something I did? Was it that I got too excited about it? What was it?
I remember when that happened because you talked about it on the show. It was a big decision because your daughter is a great volleyball player too. She's doing great things in volleyball. I remember you talking about that too, and thinking, should I be as a parent to say, hey, you know what? Give it one more season because maybe you're not 100% sure. But you let her, and I admire you for that. You let her make her own decision on it, and she seemed happy with the decision that she made.
Well, I had to. I mean, if I would have forced her to do it, that would have just. It's not like, you know, what was she going to do with it? If she was unhappy, like, you've got one life to live. And as a kid, I was kind of. I was actually kind of forced into going one direction in school. And we've talked about it before, but my dad was like, you're going to be a pharmacist. And I love him for caring about me to help me find a career that was stable and good. But I was not interested in it. And luckily, it led me to radio. But it's just interesting how you do have to kind of let them decide, as much as it hurts you. But Earl Woods, man, I don't know if that Tiger ever expressed not wanting to do golf. I think he was just as into it as his dad was, but he was all about it. That is all he did. And it certainly paid off for him.
Mm-hmm. And coming up here next, we're going to kick off 60 plus minutes commercial free. Abe Max kicking off 60 plus minutes commercial free right here on Mix 94.1. And you know, there are some great things happening in 2021 like this. Tomorrow night, hockey is back. Vegas Golden Knights, first game of the season. T-Mobile Arena, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
And we'll be talking to Shane Knighty tomorrow morning. He'll be calling into the show, getting a little preview of what's happening for the upcoming season. And just check in with him. We haven't talked to him for a bit. So he'll be on at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That's great news. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. We love Shane Knighty. He will continue to streak as the guest with the most appearances on our show.
Yes, and we're going to keep it that way because we love him. He's awesome.
my wife does something, and to me, it's kind of lazy. To me, there's a method behind her madness. Did your spouse do something that's just a little bit on the lazy side? And if so, what is it? So for my wife, she has her bottled water, she's got her kombucha and stuff, and she takes it into the car, and she does her errands and goes to the barn and stuff. And then in the morning, when she gets in her car again, those bottles and stuff, instead of getting out of her car and walking over to the recycling container that's in the garage and dropping them in the trash can, she puts them on the floor and backs out and goes about her day. And her intention is, at some point when she comes back in or later on in the day, to pick those bottles off the floor and put them in the recycling bin. But she never does. Or at least I see them on the floor when I get home or I'm ready to leave somewhere. I see them on the floor. I'm like, why are they out on the floor? So I get out of my car, pick them up off the floor, and then put them in the trash can.
So you think it's kind of lazy on her part?
I think it may. I understand it's going to happen now and again. You're in a rush. You got to. You want the cans in your car. You take them out. But I mean, how hard is it to get out of the car and just walk over to the recycling bin and boom, drop them in?
Not hard at all. Not hard at all. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to come down on her. But yeah, sometimes we get lazy, you know? Sometimes.
I think we all have those lazy habits, though. And if so, what is your spouse's lazy habit? Or do you have one yourself? What is it? 702-364-9400.
Could it be maybe that she's playing a psychological game with you, though? Maybe it's to see if you'll do it. Maybe she's trying to see, like, can I get him to do this for me? And maybe it's all by design to see if you will fall into the trap.
Knowing that,
that
I will,
too. She's setting out for you. Like maybe it's like a control game. It's like, do I still have that power? Or have I lost that power? How do I regain that power?
She still has the power. It's funny, too, because my mom used to do this to us when we were kids. I'm not sure if we can never really prove it, I guess. But so she would put something, I don't know if this is kind of a rule in our house. Something needs to go upstairs. You come home, you unpack your groceries, something needs to go upstairs. My mom would kind of just put it on the steps, mm-hmm. meaning next person up, take that item and bring it up to the top of the steps and put it where it belongs. And so she would take, let's say it's toilet paper, and put it on the bottom of the steps. I would walk past it. My brother would walk past it. My sister would walk past it. My dad would walk past it. We'd walk past it all day long. And she would sit there and kind of watch and wait to see how long it took for someone to finally pick up that toilet paper and bring it upstairs. And it would end up being my mom. And she would always say, we'd be upstairs playing Nintendo, and she would come in and like, did you not see this toilet paper on the stairs? Like, oh, yeah, sorry. She's like, you couldn't bring it up. Like, I'm sorry. I just wasn't paying attention enough. She said, well, I taped $5 on it, and you missed out on getting $5. And whether or not she did that or she just had the money in her hand, that was always the test she said she did to
but
us.
But it made you think about it. Like, oh, darn it, if only I wouldn't have ignored that toilet paper there. But would you have seen the $5 and been like, I don't want to bring that up.
It's not worth the
$5. I don't know where that goes.
Or I would bring the toilet paper up next time. Like, Mom, I brought it up. Where's the $5? Well, it's not on there every time.
That's a good point. Yeah, I wonder, like, with these mind tricks, because we do the same thing with the stairs, where if it needs to go up, I'll put it on the stairs. And it's always me who ends up taking it up. It really is annoying. So then I take it up, and then I try to get closer without taking it just to see if they'll finally do it. Like if it's some shirts that we're drying and then they're my kids' shirts. So I'll put them first on the stairs and they go right past them several times. And they're like, okay. So I take them up and I put them on the banister upstairs and leave them. They keep walking past. Then I'll move them closer to their room. Same banister, just a little closer. And then finally I have to say, get your clothes. Like, stop. I'm not going to do this for you. But maybe next time you just leave it and wait until she keeps leaving these bottles. And then the next time she pulls in and there's just tons of bottles, she will have no choice but to get out and put them away because she can't pull in.
She'll steamroll right over them, flatten them.
You think? Well, then it's time for new tires and be like, sorry, I don't have the time. If only you would have taken them and put them in the trash.
See what would have happened? You would have saved yourself some money. You don't need tires now.
It's easier said than done, though.
We got JP Sachs, a little bit yours. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1 Eastside, and it is Mercedes in the morning. I didn't see this. Apparently, a radio friend of ours is suffering from sleep apnea. I don't know what. I didn't see where this was posted.
Yeah, it's on a radio board that you and I go to. And does anyone out there suffer from sleep apnea? How do you? I was just fascinated by this post that he did. Do you suffer from it? How do you deal with it? How did you discover you had it? Because he said that he went in and got a test and discovered that he stopped breathing 91 times in an hour during the sleep test.
91 times in an hour?
In an hour. He stopped breathing.
Oh, my gosh.
His longest span was 3.5 minutes is what he posted. I'm assuming his longest span of not of going straight sleeping and not having an incident was 3.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And since then, he's developed a fear of falling asleep. And I think he got one of those machines, the CPAP machines, I think they're called, that helps you breathe and sleep at night. Anyone out there, 702-364-9400, do you suffer from sleep apnea? And what's that whole process like?
My dad used to have to sleep with one of those sleep apnea machines. I remember we called it his Nozola. Like, did Dad bring his Nozola? And he... it was a game changer for him. I think, I know he snored really loud. I literally remember being a kid and I could hear him snoring from my bedroom, which was two rooms away. So I can't imagine what it was like sleeping next to him and what my mom had to deal with. And so I don't know if they did a sleep study and had him go in or if the doctor just said, hey, wear this. But it changed his life. It just, it helped him get such better sleep, like a better quality of sleep, because yeah, he would sleep, but he'd constantly be waking himself up because of it. And I know, like, my aunts, I think a couple of my aunts use one also.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. I think it's pretty common. I think a lot of people use them.
How did your mom deal? Did you ever ask her how she dealt with the snoring? Because I if I'm on my back, I fall asleep and I'm on my back, I'll start to snore. Not every night, but it's always on my back. And my wife just, you know, gives me the nudge and I just roll over onto my stomach and I stop. Did your mom ever say how she got used to it maybe every night?
No, I know she would like shake him, rattle him a little bit with his arm, you know, grab his arm. I don't think she would like full on punch him or anything yeah. like that. But let's talk to Haley. Haley has more info. Hey, Haley, what's up?
Hi, my dad actually had sleep apnea. And we found out because he would snore and wake himself up constantly. Like, he would never just sleep. So she would kind of, like, move him over and kind of move.
That's, yeah, and that's bad for your health overall if you're not getting that really good quality sleep. Marina, thanks, Haley, for your call. Let's talk to Marina. Marina, what do you think?
Yeah, my dad actually has sleep apnea. He developed it after he was in an accident back in 2002 and broke his back.
Oh.
And he developed a lot of complications after it. Yeah, he would stop breathing at night. He had to go down to the VA to do different studies and stuff.
Do you did he have to end up wearing one of those CPAP machines when he slept?
Yeah, we used to joke with him that he looked like the guy from Mortal Kombat.
Yes, that's what they look like. But hey, I guess it's a total game changer on that. Do you snore? I mean, you said you snore a little bit. Your wife just kind of nudges you?
Yeah, she gives me nudges. Not every night, but if it's always when I get that nudge, I'm on my back and I roll over onto my stomach and it goes away. But have you ever suffered from sleep paralysis? And it only happened to me once. And talk about having a fear of falling asleep. It freaked me out. It was late 90s. And just out of college and started working in radio and still going out and partying on the weekends and staying up late. My whole sleep schedule was out of whack. And I remember coming home from the radio show and taking a nap on my couch. And I just started to wake up in my mind. I'm like, just get up from this nap. I'm like, get up. Why aren't you waking up? Wake up. Move. Get up. And it was the scariest thing. I could not move my body. And it felt like an eternity. Maybe it was 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And then just finally struggling to get up. And I got up and I was petrified to go to sleep that night, afraid that in the morning that I would suffer from the same thing.
Yeah, that's scary when that happens, where you are physically telling your body to do something, but the message is not going to it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's happened to me before, or I've had dreams where I wanted to like scream or something. I feel like I need to make a noise and I'm just like, I can't make any sort of a noise or move my body. That is really scary. I get anxiety from stuff like that where I wake up and I just don't want to fall back to sleep because I'm afraid it's going to happen again.
To me, it only happened that one time. And I actually went to see a doctor talking about things and just breaking things down. He's like, it's your sleep schedule. You're going out on the weekend, staying up all night, going out, having fun. And then you're reverting to this going, trying to go to bed early and wake up at 3. It's your sleep cycle. And I made some tweaks and it never happened again. Has it happened to you within recent years?
No, it doesn't happen as much anymore. The thing is, like, I know I am a sleep talker. I talk a lot. Uh-huh. My husband, it drives him crazy. And then, and lately he said, I've been going into such a deep sleep that I would start to snore. And that freaked me out. And I was like, do I stop breathing? He's like, no, you'll just do like a weird honk. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you'll just be, everything will be fine. Blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden he'll go, and then that's the last of it. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so weird. I'm like, try to record me doing that. Yeah. I want to hear it. A lot of people are saying, yeah, I use a CPAP machine. It is the greatest thing ever. It completely saved my life and my sanity. You gotta take care of yourself. You look like Bane, but it's
way if you're getting sleep, yeah.
Oh, man.
Matt actually sent me audio of your snoring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just sent it to me right now. He moves that fast. Yeah. It's this right here.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, huh? That's pretty much me. That wasn't snoring.
Here's me. Wife's like, get up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, maybe we should invest. Maybe it's time.
We've got the hot three coming up next. What do you have for
us? All right. One in five women say this happened to them for the first time last year. What was it? Also, police catch a notorious naked Toyota driver. But what happens after they catch him is kind of interesting. And how many of these common gross behaviors will you admit to doing? We're going to talk about all of that coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Billie Eilish, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Billie Eilish just announcing she has a picture book coming out featuring photos of her life. And the book is coming out May 11th, and you can pre-order it now online.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Combine a ton of stress, no access to salons, and a full year of staring at ourselves on Zoom, and this is what you get. A new survey has found one in five women discovered their first gray hair last year. One in five. Wow. Overall, 42% of women have found a gray hair before, and 46% of that group said it happened for the first time in 2020. So that's 19% who spotted their first one last year. Some other stats from the survey. How much did 2020 age us? Well, the average woman feels 4 years older now than she did when the pandemic first hit. Ladies, are you in that same boat? Do you feel like you aged 4 years in 1 year? And what about the gray hairs? Did you just now notice them? Just over here, half of women think that the stress of 2020 made them go gray faster than they would have. One in three women dyed their hair at home last year, and a third of that group had never tried it before. That's easy. You can do it. 55% of women went for a bolder color than normal because there was nowhere to go anyway, so why not give it a shot? And the top reasons women dyed their own hair last year include my roots were showing, I just wanted to change, and I was bored.
Nothing else going on.
Yeah, well, you were kind of stuck. The salons were closed for a long time, and I remember, like, it's like I texted my stylist, I was like, hey, what colors do you use? So she told me the exact kind to buy, how to make it, because I was just using like the drugstore kind, and she would yell at me every time I did. She's like, don't use that. I can tell you use it. It's not matching. Use the one I use. It's easy. I'll get it for you. And so I ended up doing that, and it was right, and it was perfect. I was able to keep up with it.
Do you feel 4 years older based on the past year?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I feel that way. I probably look that way too. I don't know.
No, you don't look 4 years older.
Mentally, I felt drained. Sometimes I still do. I think I'm getting better. I think I'm coming out of it. But towards the end of last year, I just was in a funk. Just felt heavy, like, mentally, just, ugh. But I think I'm finally coming out of it and kind of moving on and getting, you know, getting better with it. But I don't know. Did you?
Do I feel like I've aged 4 years? No, but 2020 was definitely filled with ups and downs for sure. I had as far as like physical, I had highs and lows where I was doing the at home workout and really hitting it hard. But then I could tell that I was losing muscle mass and the stuff that I worked for years to try to get. And so that's what that inspired me to try to get back into the gym when the gyms opened up. So, I mean, it was a year of ups and downs for me. It truly was.
Yeah. I think a lot of people could relate to that. Let's talk to Jimmy. Jimmy wants to make a comment. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what do you think?
This is the bachelor that got married by accident in 1998. Hello, JC.
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
So normally I get my hair done in Los Angeles, but since all the salons were closed, I have a house down in Arizona, so I ended up going to the beauty school and have a new person do my hair at the beauty school. So I can relate to your story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, that's a great place to go. Can you still go to the beauty school? That
yes,
makes sense.
Yeah.
They got to practice on someone. I like that, Jimmy. That's brilliant.
Do you remember Mercedes going back? Maybe people here in town do remember. This goes back with Jimmy, that line he dropped about The Bachelor. There was a sister station of ours that was doing a wedding. They were marrying two strangers on the air, and things kind of fell apart at the last minute.
No,
it would have been 1997,
I don't remember
1998,
that.
And Jimmy was involved in that. Jimmy did nothing wrong, but he was involved in that wedding. That it was our sister station, and they're taking two complete strangers. They're going to marry them on the air, and someone got cold feet, and they tried to make some stuff happen, and Jimmy got roped in this whole thing.
What? I don't remember that at all. Was that like a big thing?
Yeah, it was. Remember Classy 100?
Oh yeah.
I think they became
Oh, but then, like, didn't they try to get someone to fill in, like, just to...
And I think Jimmy was the fill-in guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jimmy was the fill-in guy.
I remember that now. Yeah, I didn't realize that. That was our sister station.
they were Light 100 at the time. They're taking two strangers. They were going to get married. It was a big thing with the press and everything else covering it. And the night before, the groom got cold feet and backed out. And I think the producer called Jimmy and knew Jimmy. Like, hey, would you step in and do this for me? He's like, sure, he did it. And the whole thing just blew up on the radio station.
Oh, no. And then didn't it come out on the news that they were trying to fake it and stuff? I think I do remember that now. Yeah.
So Jimmy was in, no fault of Jimmy's own. It's nothing to do with Jimmy.
Jimmy
but,
was just trying to do a solid for someone.
Hey, stand in and pretend to get married. Yeah. All right, sure.
Now you're going to become the news story, but you know, no, don't worry about it. Just do what I say, not as I do. All right. Also this morning and Sunday morning, the police in Lincoln, Nebraska arrested a 34-year-old guy after someone reported he was naked in his Toyota Camry. Now, the cops found him naked, and the guy was charged with indecent exposure. The cops let him go. But then, the next morning, he was back at it again, naked, in his Toyota. And the cops have now connected him to 7 incidents of people reporting a naked Toyota driver. Anyway, they're putting together more potential charges against him for now. He's only facing the one indecent exposure charge from when they caught him in the act. I'm wondering... Like, why isn't he just the naked driver? Why is he the naked Toyota driver? Are they differentiating him from, like, the naked Hyundai driver and the naked Ford driver? Like, are there many naked drivers out there?
Maybe there's a naked Chevy driver, and they don't want to get confused.
This could be it. I don't know. All right, finally this morning, are you a gross, disgusting, filthy individual? Someone polled over 100,000 people online and asked about different things that a lot of us do but never talk about.
Ooh.
So, how many of these habits will you admit to? Instead of just saying yes or no, I admit to it, let's do the hand thing. So, okay. Jason, you can see us. The three of us will, me, you, and Nudia, will raise our hands if we've done it. And you just say the number of hands that have been raised.
Are you ready, Nudia? Are you good?
We're good to go. Okay. All right. Do you pick your nose when no one is around?
3 hands.
Gee, who did that? 93% of us said yes. Okay. In the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too lazy?
2 hands.
Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you were a baby? Let me ask a question before we raise hands on this. Does soil yourself mean number 1 or number 2 or just number 2?
Let's take a poll on both.
Okay. Number 1.
3 hands.
Number 2.
No hands.
Okay. That's what I wanted to
Thank you for clarifying.
Uh-huh. Have you ever worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row?
1 hand.
Have you ever passed gas and denied it was you?
3 hands.
My poor dog.
Max and Molly have been dead for 4 years.
No, these dogs, man. What'd you feed them?
The ghost of Max and Molly.
Do you ever pee in the shower?
3 hands.
Have you ever popped someone else's zit?
3 hands.
Have you ever stuck your finger somewhere gross and then sniffed them just because you were curious?
3 hands. Everyone's like, Nudia's like hesitantly putting her hand up, but yeah, 3 hands.
Oh man, I was hoping to blame that one on one of you guys. I guess we're all disgusting creatures.
Really? And hopefully you're driving and you see the person next to you raising their hand as you're driving along the 215. Let's get back into 60 plus minutes commercial free. No commercials until at least 9:30. It's Mix 94.1.
Green Day on Mix 94.1. It is 8:55, Mercedes in the morning, Wednesday morning. And in the Hot 3, we were just talking about that pandemic toll that it's been taking on everyone. And it's been taking a toll on people and their looks. And they feel, the average woman feels like she aged 4 years in the last year. Do you feel that way? I saw another stat that I thought was really interesting. And, you know, a lot of us are spending more time with our significant others now, more than ever, which researchers say is not necessarily a good thing. Do you feel like it's been a good thing for you in your relationship to spend so much time together? Or if you're being completely honest, has it been tough? They recommend couples who are experiencing relationship problems due to too much togetherness that they make space for the other person to have alone time, to refuel, to recharge, that it's not going to always be sunshine and rainbow spending so much time together. And you just got to admit, okay, look, I do need some alone time away from you.
For my wife and I, my wife would travel for work, and she would travel almost every week, if not every other week. And I think we got really used to that routine where we'd get our own space, a lot of our own space. And then when the pandemic first started, she was grounded, no flights. And it brought us closer. It did. It brought us closer. First thing, she's going to be home all the time. I'm home all the time. How's it going to work? And we spent the most time together than we ever have in the past year, which I'm sure a lot of couples have. And it brought us closer together. But we did have those buffers where we have two horses. She would go to take care of the horses. She'd be out of the house for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, taking care of the horses, taking them on walks. So I still would get some me time throughout the year.
And you're at work a lot too, so you're not at home hardly at all.
And that thing changed for us too when we started, when we came back here to the radio station and then going back to Channel 8. So right now it's kind of back to the same routine for me, at least. Come to work in the morning, go to work in the afternoon, and my wife still works from home, but we have a nice balance right now.
Do you have an issue? Do you feel like you do need a little alone time? And what do you do for that, especially if you don't have the options to really go out and do something, or one of you is not working at work and you're both at home and you're dealing with all this stuff? Maybe the pandemic and all this togetherness has actually made you drift further apart and you realize you don't want to stay together. How has it been for you? 702-364-9400. Catherine just tweeted the show. She brings up a good point. Kelly Clarkson realized during quarantine that their marriage was over.
Good point. Yeah.
I think she found out that maybe he was her husband. Like, wasn't there an issue with his licensing and representing people? Like,
managing
it may
stuff.
Have been more than just the quarantine time, but it's, you know, it's true. It's a hard time. It's a hard time for a lot of people just going through what we're going through, and dealing with our own mental issues and then having someone else and maybe feeling like you're never able to deal with things on your own, like there's always someone there. I could see where that would be overwhelming sometimes.
We've got some friends, they live in Minnesota, and their marriage was, it was on the rocks for the year leading up, so I guess 2019. Things were just not going well in 2019, and they were going to counseling, things were not working, pandemic came, so they were forced to stay at home together, and their marriage is better now than it was prior to the pandemic. I think that for them, that forced me time made them kind of work things out. They have a couple of kids and they work things out, and they're actually in a better, we were just talking to them over Christmas break. She's telling us they're in a better spot now than they were prior to the pandemic. It was counseling, talk of divorce, at least separation. Now things are really, really good.
I think that it, like with our relationship, it didn't really change. We spent a lot of time together and we liked it that way. My husband mostly works from home. He kind of schedules his stuff. If I'm out, then it's convenient for him to schedule things when I'm out. And, you know, it's like we wouldn't have been together at all. With this whole pandemic, I did notice, though, that there was one fight we got into that was really bad. Like one of the worst fights we ever had, where it was like just not good at all. And that was tough because I didn't feel like I had anywhere to go. He didn't feel like he had anywhere to go. And that was a tough time, but it lasted like a couple of days of just not talking and avoiding each other. And then eventually it worked itself out. And thank goodness, because now he made a comment. He's like, we have one bad fight every 4 years. I call it our leap fight. Every 4 years, we have a really bad fight. And we just, it's just, I wouldn't say ugly, but it's just where we just stop talking to each other. And we both hate that because we always work through our problems. So luckily we only had one of those, and that was 2020. So we're scheduled for our next one in 2024.
It's around the presidential elections every 4 years. So you have the big fight with your husband.
Exactly. So I've got some time on that one. Good to go. Now's the time to buy all those things I've been wanting to buy, but was worried about a fight.
You got 3 years to enjoy it. Let's do it, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.